The word of God for our message today is taken from the gospel reading of Luke 21. Again, we hear beginning at the 25th verse, there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This is God's word. Jesus drops a lot on us in today's gospel lesson. Signs of the end times. Stuff we'd rather not think about, to be candid, because some of the things he mentions are happening. We very naturally fear the idea of the end of the world. I have vivid memories of being really disturbed by this concept when I was about 5 years old, wondering if today was going to be the day, or if the next day was going to be the day. But the thing is, fear clouds our vision. Fear scrambles our thinking. Fear can cause us to miss the point that Jesus is driving at. Let's not miss it today. So, Jesus gives us this list of things like war, natural disaster, other catastrophes. But please notice, he does not specify a sequence. He does not say, when A lines up with B and C, that's when things are really going to get bad. And it's not like he's saying, these are the indicators that will let you know that now it's time to really start behaving yourself. Or, now it's time to get back to work because the boss could show up at any moment. Many of the things Jesus references were happening then. Every era, every generation has been forced to deal with terrifying events that cause people to, as Jesus said, faint with fear and foreboding. So what's the point? Jesus is teaching us in this passage about the fundamental posture of faith. He's teaching us the fundamental posture of faith. And what do I mean by that? Well, first, let's think about the posture of fear. What is the body language of a fearful person? Isn't it fight or flight? Or as Jesus says, to faint or to run and hide? What is the posture of frustration? I've seen it so many times. You have two. Shoulders are hunched, face downcast, body slumping. I've sat with people who are so burdened that they won't even make eye contact. They're curved in by sadness or pain. Or shame. We know this posture. If you've been around for any amount of time at all, you've been in this posture. And when we're horrified by the things that we see in the world, we naturally start to assume this posture. But this is what Jesus wants his followers to do. Straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Jesus wants his people, he wants you and me, to assume the posture of faith. Standing and raising your head is a choice. It's a choice to move from one posture to another. It's a choice to look up while the rest of the world is falling down. This posture of faith expresses the expectation that God is going to be faithful to help. The great conductor Leonard Bernstein once said, "This will be our reply to violence, to make music more intensely, more beautifully, more devotedly than ever before." Jesus' words here are not so different. You can imagine him saying, "When others faint from fear and foreboding of what is happening in the world, I want you to love more intensely, to serve more beautifully, to worship more devotedly than ever before." This helps describe the posture of faith that Jesus wants us to have, and we need it so badly because we live in a time full of significant events that are clearly not signs of redemption. We have to mourn when bombs go off and homes are washed away, or gunmen open fire and lives are shattered. Our hearts ache for something better, something perfect. And to that desire, Jesus says, "It's coming. Your redemption is drawing near, and Jesus' word is truth." So we abandon the posture of fear and we stand in the posture of faith. And a funny thing happens when you stand in that posture. You can see up and out and around yourself. And so you can see who needs to be loved more intensely and served more beautifully as you worship Father, Son, and Spirit more devotedly. The posture of faith makes you useful when everything seems to be falling apart. But here's the question. How do you move from one posture to the other? Well, it's simple. You pin all your hope on Jesus Christ. The following hymn stanzas, translated by John Wesley, say it better than I ever could. "Jesus, thy blood and righteousness my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Bold shall I stand in that great day, cleansed and redeemed, no guilt, no debt to pay. For by your cross absolved I am from sin and guilt, from fear and shame. When from the dust of death I rise to claim my mansion in the skies, this then shall be my only plea: Christ Jesus lived and died for me." Elsewhere, the Apostle John writes, "There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear, and Jesus' love for you is perfect love. It's a love that has erased the record of your sins. It's a love that is stronger than death. It is a love that has secured for you a resurrected life. Rest in that love. Be confident in it. Take a bold stand. Lift up your head. Stand in the posture of faith, because your redemption is drawing near and it's closer than it's ever been." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that as we observe the world around us, there are many things which can make us fearful. Yet you have invited us to stand in a posture of faith, trusting in you for all good things. And you've made good on so many of your promises, chief of them being our own redemption from sin, death, and Satan. Jesus has secured our eternal well-being. And so we look to the day when he returns in power and great glory. Teach us to live in confidence, standing on your promises, standing on your truth, and to be people who share that faith, who stand for something good and beautiful and right, who stand on your word. Help us, Lord. Strengthen us. Be in us and work through us to look to the people around us and to encourage them with your strength and your truth. We pray it in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.